We begin the current daf and set this regiga daf yud. We begin several lines down at the top of the yamid. We contain halacha the next mishnah, where one of the halachas mentioned relates to the halachas of our previous mishnayos of the topic of this parak, this masechta, that of the carbon chagiga. As the mishnah begins, heter nedarim, the permissibility, the undoing, the permitting of vows, which the sages said that a chacham could permit a vow, parchin ba'aver, literally means say they float in the air, meaning it's very little alluded to in the psukim, and the ein lehem amash yismoichum, and there's really not that much that this halacha relies on, but rather it's just a tradition that was given up from the sages from the oral law. Now, whereas Hilcha Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, Chagigas, which that's the one of the Karma Chagigas that we're discussing, the Me'ilois and the laws of misappropriation, Hadeheim, they are kaharadim, like mountains, hatoluyim besara, that are hanging from a here, Shehem Mikramut, where there is small sukkah mentioning it, but v'halachas merubis, there are many halachas that, again, they're hanging very loosely alluded to in the few sukkah that there are. Now, in contrast, hadinin, regarding the monetary cases of judgment, v'avoides, and the halachas of avoida by karbanis, and hataharis, laws of purity, v'atmeis, and laws of impurity, v'arayis, and the forbidden relationships, yesh lehen amashis mechu, they have what to rely on, v'hein hen gufei Torah, and they are the primary text of the Torah. Shigmar is going to ask what all the other halachas are not gufei Torah, but they will address that. Now, however, tanya lehen abraisa, a different opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Imer, he says, this that we opened up the mission of saying that being matir and neder, annulling a vow, doesn't have what to rely on. He says, yesh lehem amashin yismoichu, actually does have what to rely on if you look at the psukim. Kashanem, the pasuk says, miyikra kiyafli, shtei pa'amim, once by erichin, the laws of erich vow, and once by nazir, of taking a vow of naziris. It says, kiyafli neder be'erichin, it says, kiyafli linder neder nazir. So why does it say two times yafli? We already know when you talk about it in general that that's what a neder is. Yafli, why say it twice? To tell you, achas haflo le'isr, one is specifying regarding prohibiting yourself. The achas haflo le'hetan, one is actually specifying regarding permitting it for yourself. Because the terminology of haflo means to specify, like the targum is ar de yafrish, so someone's going to be specific. Now why does it say haflo by both of them? Rather, one is when you're specifying and you're vowing and you're making something forbidden with the nether, and one is when you go back and you specify in front of the sage and you say, well, this is what I took a vow, but my intention was for this. But for that other element, I did not have that in mind, and therefore it brings the person to what's called charata, to regret, and therefore that's the element that allows the sage to go be matred, that you see alluded to and is what is supported from the pasuk. So to Rabbi Shua Amar, he says, yesh l'mamash yismeichu, the halacha of hataras nedarim has what to rely on, and he brings a different pasuk. Hashem likes the pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem says, asher nishbati v'api, we know this from the first one of Kabbalah Shabbos. Hashem says, did I swore with my anger? Now, from the fact that it says, in my anger, so we understand, ba'api nishbati, that I swore my anger, and what's that alluded to? Yeah, v'chazarti bi, and that I retracted from that. In other words, I could go and ask on it, because it was only because of my anger, but I was not, so to speak, God saying, did not have my intention settled when I swore. Which you could learn from that, that if someone finds an opening for his vow to say, I didn't really have that in mind when they took the vow, that this should happen, that this is because of my taking the vow, then the matter, the neder, that's alluded to in this pasuk, so there is what to rely on. Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, he also says, yesh lam amash yismoichu, is what to rely on. Shemaik says the pasuk in Shemais, says by the nadav of the Mishkan, it's kol nadivli, by all whose hearts are donating, hevi'ai, they brought all their donations, which sounds like that if his heart is still interested to contribute, then you bring. But if he regrets, then they permit him, which is the halacha of Ataras Nadarm. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Imer Chananya, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, he says, yesh lemamash leismoichu, yes, there is what to rely on for the halacha of Ataras Nadarm, from Mishnah to the Pasuk in Tehillim. Nishbati v'akayim, says David HaMelech, I swore and I fulfilled, lishmar mishpatei tzedekecha, to safeguard the judgments of your righteousness. Now, from the fact that this is v'akayim and I fulfilled, it sounds like that even though he was nishbati, if he wants to, he cannot fulfill it. How? By being matter, that shvua by being matter the neder. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, he says, these are all Tanoim from the Braisa. But in Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul says, Ihavoi Hasam, had I been there in the times of Tanoim, Amar Lahu, I would tell them, Didi Adifa Miditru, my interpretation is better than all of yours. Shemaik says, the Pasuk in Midbar, it says, when someone takes a neder, lo yachal davari, is not supposed to profane his words. Now, that says, who ain't a meichel? He cannot profane his words. Avalcheir meichelim, but others could desecrate and release him from his consecration of his vow. That's Allah, Avataras Nadar. which Amar Rava, Rava actually says, Lekulu Islu Purcha, you're right, all the Tanoic interpretations have a flaw in them. Labar Medishmo, except for the interpretation of Shul, the Lesser Percha, that does not have a flaw, as the Gemara goes through each one. Dimid Rabbi Eliezer, if it's from the interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer that he says, well, it says the word Hafla two times, one to specify Mutter and not just Isser, but it's not true. Dilma, maybe that it's Kedir Rabbi Yehuda, Shomer Shubim Tarfin. The Tanakh Lena Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda, Oim Shomer Tarfin, he says, if let's say there are two people sitting, and there's a person walking towards them, and one of them says, I'm a Nazir, that because the person coming to us is a Nazir. The other one says, no, I'm a Nazir that he's not a Nazir. Now, it turns out, obviously, one of the two have to obviously be right. Still says Reb Tarfon, no, neither one's going to be nazir. Why? Either way, one's going to be correct. No, kashulei nitna naziris. The halach of naziris was not given to become a nazir in something that's suspended in a situation of doubt. El hafla. When you're saying it, it has to be a definitive enunciation. And therefore, that's where the extra haflis comes in. Not just that you're pronouncing it, but it has to be definitively pronounced. So, therefore, it's not necessarily that the extra hafla is coming to teach you that hafla is and hafla hetter. And even Rabbi Shua, if it's from the interpretation of Rabbi Shua, no. The Mechacha Kama, maybe this is what the Pasuk is saying, actually in the simple translation. Hashem is saying, Ba'api Nishbati, I swore in my anger, and V'lohadronabi, and I'm not retracting. I'm still angry at the Jewish people that they stumbled. So you wouldn't necessarily see that, oh, but then I'm backing out because that was the Pesach for the Charata that I'm not angry anymore, and therefore that's a Taras Nadarm, not necessarily. Even the Rabbi Yitzchak, and if you're coming from the interpretation of Yitzchak based on the Pasuk of Nediv Libah, may the Pasuk when it says Nadiv Liboy that his heart is into it, doesn't mean that oh, if he had a change of heart, that then he could be Mate Neder. Maybe it's coming that when it says Nadiv Liboy to exclude from the teaching of Shmuel. Because the Amr Shmuel had taught the Gomer Beliba. If someone made up his mind, which Liboy can mean in his heart, in his mind, an oath or a vow or some type of Hekdish, still he says, no, it's not enough. It's Chashiyah to be Sivasav. You have to enunciate it with your lips. But Hakamashma, maybe this is what the Pasuk is coming to teach, not like Shmuel. Even if you did not say it out of your mouth, that still they brought it. Which, as Tosha explains, because the Pasuk is regarding Kachim. It's not necessarily that it doesn't hold the Shmuel, but in this context, maybe that's what it's talking about. So it wouldn't be a raya that of the halacha of Ataras Nadar. And Chananya ben Achir Bishua, that from his Pasuk of Nishpati Vakayema, it's also not approved. Maybe it's teaching something else. He says, from where do we know that it's a mitzvah for a person to swear that he's going to fulfill a certain mitzvah so that it should give him alacrity and diligence to go ahead and fulfill it? Shemak says in the Pasuk, Nishbati Vakayema, I swore and I fulfilled, Lishma Mishpati Tzikecha, to keep the judgments of your righteousness. So it's not to say, oh, that Nishbati, but if I want, I didn't have to fulfill it by Hataras Nadarim. No, it's saying that you should swear to fulfill it, but that's not saying anything that Kayema. Rather, the digs actually on Nishbati, that you should swear to fulfill the mitzvah. Ella, but the Shmuel lesli percha, but the Amira, that of Shmuel, he says no flaw. And because that's what it says clearly, liachal devara, he cannot, but others could profane his vow. Which Amar Rabba said, Vitim and some say, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who made the comment that Hain Dam Mincha, this is what people say, Tava Chada, it's better a seed of one pilpalta charifta, of one sharp peppercorn, from a whole basket full of melons. Although they're bigger, they're huge melons, the tanoim, but the small little amira was sharper and was better than all those that his interpretation had no flaw. Now, the halacha of the Mishnah said that the halachas of Shabbos was the first of a list of things that were like mountains that are hanging from a here. So the Gemara wonders, why is it like barely alluded to? What do you mean, michtav k'sivin? It mentions many times in the Torah the prohibition of Shabbos. So what's this mikra mu'at that the Mishnah is saying it's, oh, very little alluded to in the Pasuk? We have many psukim talking about keeping Shabbos. Says Gemara, no, of course we know about the halachas of Shabbos. Lo tzricha, we didn't need that when we said the halachas of Shabbos are like mountains hanging from hairs, is l'kshirab abba. Meaning, it's for this halacha of Rabbi Abba, and halacha similar to his halacha, that is very little alluded to it, to learn it out from the Torah. Because Amar Baba, Rabbi says the following important qualification, the halachas of Shabbos. He says, achayfa guma b'Shabbos. If someone digs a pit on Shabbos. Now, when you dig a pit by default, you're building a structure of a pit. But if it ain't tzarech el lafara, but if let's say you only needed to take the earth for something else, so even though by default then you're making a structure of a pit, but you didn't need the pit, you just need the earth that you're digging out of the ground. So patra la, you're going to be exempt for that. You're not going to be liable for the malacha of baina. That's not explicit in the Torah. That's only alluded to in very few psukim that we could learn it out, and therefore that's what's saying that it's like mountains hanging from here. Which the Gemara says, come on, who is this halacha of Rabbi Abba going like? It's Krib Shimon. Kadami says malacha shein tzicha legufa. When there's a forbidden, productive, constructive act that you don't need it for it itself, like this. You're doing a constructive act of making a structure of a pit, but you don't even need it. You just need the earth that you're taking out, and by default it's making it, that patra, then you're going to be exempt. And actual context where Reb Shimon says his halacha is actually when you're taking out a dead person to bury him on Shabbos, as a brought on Shabbos after the Gimel Beis, Reb Shimon says you're going to be patra for haitza, which is carrying out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because you don't really want him over there, which is what haitza is, you just don't want him over here. So that's a malacha shein zich legufa, that you're going to be patra. So the Gemara says, now, Philtam Rabbi Yehuda, you could even say that the halacha that we're discussing over here by the pit is like Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, and he would agree by the halacha of the pit. Because whereas Hasim over there in Masechta Shabbos that he disagrees regarding when you're taking out, carrying out the dead person from the home to the cemetery to bury the dead person, they're Mesach, and ultimately you are fixing the situation, and therefore that would be a violation of the laws of Shabbos. But actually, Hach over here, when you're digging the pit, it's actually Mekalkalhu. It's actually a destructive act where you're ruining your courtyard. Therefore, even he would agree that Mekalkal, and you would be exempt from the violation of the laws of Shabbos, and therefore this halacha of being Patan Lachay Beguma could even be like him. Now, says the Gemara, why are you calling this mountains that are hanging from here that the Mishnah says, which Rashi explains, it sounds like that there is somewhat of an illusion from the Torah to learn this. What is that remez? Well, we don't see this halacha of melacha shein tzicha legufa at all in the Torah. Where are you saying it's even a little bit alluded to, but that the primary is not? It says, you continue to Beis, because melechas machshebes asur Torah. The Torah made forbidden on Shabbos only a calibrated, an intentional act, which he had this thought when he did it, and he intended for that. This person did not intend to make this structure. There is going to be pater. And that's what is a small allusion, because of melechas machsheves, that this on Shabbos, that has to be a deliberate act, like Siva. It's not written, but it is a small remez. How so? Because it's written in regards to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a melechas machsheves, as the Pasuk says. Now, since in Parashat VaYakel it says in the same Pasuk Shabbos near that of the Mishkan, we learn out that the halachas of Shabbos, which is Lamatis Malachas, is similar to that of the Lamatis Malachas done in the Mishkan, which was Malachas Machshebes. So it is Mikra Muet, but primarily not, and that's what we're saying, that it's like mountains hanging from here. The next halacha that we said has the same qualification are Chagigas, like we said in the Mishnah, the Karma Chagigas. So the Gemara, why is that Mikra Muet? What do you mean? It's not like it's mountains hanging from here? Michtav Ksivan. What do you mean? It says explicitly in the Torah from V'chagoy Samoysa that you have to bring a Karma Chagiga. So the Gemara is a similar type of an answer. Loi Tzricha, no, we needed to say that it's primarily not mentioned, it's very barely alluded to. So for certain halachas, like the Amalei Rapapal Abaya, like Rapapal said Abaya, his question was, Mimai Dahai, how do you know that the Pasuk Yikra is V'chagoy Samoysa Chag L'Hashem, when it says, which we translated, that when you should celebrate a Chagiga for Hashem, it means zvicha, means a slaughtering of carbon, which is what we call the Karma Chagiga. How do you know? And that's what we're saying, that's it's not really explicit in the Torah. Maybe it means to say that you should make like a celebration to increase joy. Or like Torah says, chaygu means like a circle, like a dance. How do you know it means a Karma Chagiga? That says the Gemara. But if that's the case, and that's what you're saying, it is not really written in the Torah. So what do you do with the Chsiv? It says a passing in Shemais, that after Moshe and Aaron came and they said to Paroi, this is what Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, says, send my people out, they should be make chagiga for me in the Midbar. You're going to tell me that that's what Hashem was telling Moshe to tell Paroi, that to make a celebration, to make a party? Obviously it means come chagiga, that Hashem wanted them to serve him. And if you're going to say yes, it actually means that Hashem wanted them to make a celebration in the Midbar. But it says the pasuk in Shemayis that Vayimim Moshe said to Paroi, and Gam Ata Titan Miyudin Rizvachim Oz. Not only that we're going to do what Hashem asked us, you're also going to give to us in our hands Zvachim and Oilis, Karban Shalom and Oilis. So obviously that Vayichaguli Bamidbam meant a Karban Chagiga. So how could you say that it's not really explicit, but Vachagoysim could have meant a party, not Chagiga? It's clear that Vachagoysim means a Chagiga. But says the Gemara, no, Demahachim Rachman, maybe this is what the Torah was saying. That yeah, maybe he didn't drink and be merry in front of me, says Hashem. And this that it says that this is going to be zvachim was not karban l'shlamim. It just means you're going to slaughter meat to eat and you can make a barbecue. Maybe that's what v'chaguli b'midbar meant. So maybe it is good what we said. The Gemara says, no, you're not entertained to say that word. That's what it means. Because the pasuk in Shemayis, Hashem says, v'lo yolin chaylev chag yad b'iker. You should not leave over the fats of my chagiga up until the morning. Now, if you think to say it means to say about making a party, well, tarba l'chagah islu, does a party have fats? What would that even mean? Obviously, it does mean chagiga, so we're back to the question, then what are you saying it's not explicit? It says the Gemara, no. Maybe this is what the Torah is telling you. Chelev habob is man chag, that the fats that come at a time of a celebration, meaning if you're going to come to be makav karbonis of your vows during the yomtiv, then lo yol, you shouldn't leave it outside off the mizbech up until alayis ha-shachar, but maybe chagiga could mean a party. But then the Gemara says, how about elamat? If that's the case, then are you telling me habob is man chag hu de lo yol, that only the karbonis that you bring at a time of a yomtiv, those are the ones that you shouldn't leave them off the mizbech overnight, hadachal hashana kula yom, but the rest of the year you could leave out the sacrificial parts off the mizbech all night? But kalalayla rabbi kiksiv, but there's a pasuk that says, hi ha'oila al mugtal mizbech, this is the oila on its fires that should be on the mizbech, kalalayla all night up until the morning, which actually from here is where we learn that in the Gemara Megillah, that you could bring it up all night, the limbs and the sacrificial parts of the kabbanis that were slaughtered during the daytime. But after alay sashach, after the break of dawn, then it's already invalidated with lina. So, obviously, it's talking about specifically chel chagi is for the carbon chagiga, because it's not only a carbon that you bring, if it's not a chagiga, any carbon, so it's not only during time of the yomtiv, because we see all year round you have the problem about lina. So obviously that's just coming to us specifically regarding the carbon chagiga. So again, you see that chag means a chagiga. So how can you say it's not explicit, this halach of chagigas? Says Gemara, no, Dilma, maybe imahu, maybe if you only had the pasuk that you brought regarding all year round, Havamina, I would have said, Ahula say. That's said in the positive, which is you'd be violating a positive commandment. But Kasrach Manahai, then we bring our pasuk of V'lo Yolin, which is a law to tell you that you're supposed to get a negative prohibition. So the Gemara says, Lalav, a negative prohibition? Because of Krachwin, don't worry, there's another pasuk in the Vam that already tells me a negative prohibition for Lina. It says, V'lo Yolin and Abasa Asha Tizbach Be'er Be'yam Rishon LaBaker. Don't leave over from the meat that you slaughtered on the evening of the first day till the morning. So I don't need a lav. But maybe it's coming to tell me that you're going to be violating two negative prohibitions and a positive commandment. So therefore, there's no proof that would mean chagiga. It could mean that which is brought at all times. So says the Gemara, Ella, rather asya midbar. Rather, we learn now from Xereshava of midbar, where Ksivhach it says over here v'chagulu b'midbar. It says this terminology, they're going to celebrate with me in the midbar. Ksav Hasma says over there, meaning because we're saying that it's not explicit. We're saying it's, but then now we're trying to find, well, then where is the rem is mid? How actually do we know that mechagoyis mechagoshem means a carbon? So as we're saying, we know it from this gzeir shava midbar. It says v'chagli b'midbar, it's the pasuk that we're bringing. Ksav Hasma says over the pasuk in Amos. It says, hazvachum u'mincha, the carbonus and the flower things, zigashtim li b'midbar, you brought to me in the midbar. Malahan zvachum, just like over there, it's carbonus. Afkan zvachum, also over here, it's carbonus. So essentially, we would not have known, because we could have said v'yolin chel v'chagi, yes, or oh, we already know the Isser of Lina would ase and alaysa say, we would have said chagi means a party, but it's a carbon that you bring during the party. Although that means it's a regular carbon, not a chagiga, I already know that. Yeah, maybe it's coming to tell me two negative prohibitions and a positive commandment. Now, but then how do I know it? I know it ultimately from this Gzeir Shabbat. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. So then the Mike Hadrimat Lumasai, then we're really back to the question. Why calling it mountains hanging from a hair? Although it's not explicit in the pasuk, because I could have read the Chagoyim or the Chag Lashem, not referring to Zvicha, but rather to Chagu Chagu to make a party. But it's Gzeir Shabbat. That's a bona fide proof. Gzeir Shabbat is one of the Yigam Amidah Shatran Yajeshman. So the Gemara, no, it's not really a full fledged Gzeir Shabbat, because Divri Term and Divri Kabbalah Yafin, you can't really learn out biblical law from the words of the Ksuvim. And this is a pasuk in Amos. So it's not a valid Gzeres Shava. So it's really just a remez ba'alma that it says the word chagig over here, it says over there, and just like over there it's kabban, it says over here kabban, and therefore it's considered as mountains hanging from a here. The next category we mentioned in the Mishnah that's also the same status are me'ilas, the laws of misappropriation. Shigmar asked the same question on this too. What do you mean? Michtav k'sivin, there's explicit psukim in the Torah to ma'ila. How are you saying that it's like very few psukim, it's just like a here hanging it's a mountain hanging from a here? So a similar type of answer, Amar Bacham says, Loi Nitzucha, you're right. The halacha is mentioned, but certain halachas of that are not really explicit. We only need an elikah did not. Like we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila. Mishnah talks about a regular homeowner that had in his possession monies of hekdesh. Now those monies got mixed up with his own private monies, and by mistake, he thought he was giving his own money, he gave the hekdesh money to an agent, and he said to him, oh, take this money and buy from me a shirt or a talis. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah Me'ila, if hashliach sha'asa shlichusa, if the agent does exactly as he was told, balabayis mal, the homeowner has committed the law of misappropriation. He's liable. But le'asa shlichusa, if the agent didn't do exactly as he was told, So it's essentially doing his own thing. Well, in Shliach Mal, then the agent has committed Me'ilah, and that's like mountains hanging from it here, because one would wonder and say, when he does his agency, Amay Mal, why did the Balabais commit the Isser of Me'ilah? What, V'chi, you think the agent Zeh Choyte, the agent's sinning, where he's the one that's giving away the monies of Hekdesh for Chulin purposes, V'zen, the Balabais is going to be M'schayv, he's going to be liable, the principal, and an added fifth, and to have to bring a carbon Asher Me'ilas? But we know throughout Shas, the halachic dictum of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveir, there's no agency for a sin, that the one who sends him should be liable through his agent. So why is the Balabais Chayv Me'ilah if the one who actually committed the sin was the Shlich? Says the Gemara, "Hainu charer not limisar." And therefore, that's what we're saying. We mean that it's like mountains hanging from here, because that's hard to fathom, and that's not really explicit in the psukim. Which Amar Rava, as many interpretations, the Gemara refutes. Then it says, "No." It says, "My kusher, why is that a difficulty? That it's like mountains hanging from here." Dimashan meila. Maybe the laws of meila are different. The yalfi chet chet metruma, because we have a gzeres shava for many different halachas, which is brought in Teres Kayanim. It says by the laws of meila and by yikra hey v'chata b'shkaga mikach Hashem. And says by truma and by mid b'yitches also. Well, he says love chet. Both of them say the word chet. So we learn out the laws of meila from the laws of truma, which is mahasim. Just like over there by truma shluch shalom k'maisi, with the agent of a person like himself, because it says in the pasuk kain terimu gam atem. So you shall take truma and also you. What's gam atem? So the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, Gam Atem, also you, is including your Shliach, that it's like you took up Truma. Oh, so we see the Shliach is like the person himself. Afkan, also over here, regarding the sin of Me'ilah, Shluch Shalom Kamaisa, the Asian person is like himself. So although generally we don't say Shliach L'Daveh, but here we have explicit Gzeres Shav to say that we do. So what's, why is that the, it's Haram to the Messiah, if it's a explicit Gzeres Shav? So Elam or Rava, rather, Rava gives his own interpretation. He says, Lo Nitzcha, we didn't need to say that it's like mountains hanging from here. Rather, what is brought in the Braisa in the last parak of Masechta is Me'ilah. The Braisa says, Nisker Balabais. If let's say the homeowner recalled, he's like, oy vey, that money I sent was Hekdesh money. And now he recalled before the agent got to the store to buy the shirt. But, well, Nisker Shlich, the agent never recalled, and the Shlich ended up buying the shirt with that money. So then the Braisa says, the halacha is Shlich Mol. The agent has committed Me'ilah. Now the problem is, Shlich Anya, this poor agent, Micah Ovid, what did he do? In other words, although the homeowner is going to be exempt because once he recalls, so we could testify that he wouldn't prefer any more the agency of what the person is doing for him. So it's not considered that the agent is like working for him, so he's not committing Me'ilah. But the Shlich himself, what did he do? He's just, as he always was, which he was always exempt up until this point, doing the agency of the homeowner, and now he's still doing it. So although the homeowner will be exempt, but why is that suddenly creating liability for the Shlich? Says the Gemara, says Rav Hayne Karar and Hatloim Basar, this is obviously what we mean in the Mishnah, that these like mountains hanging from here. But which Omer Vashi says, no, my Kusha, what's the difficulty? Why is it such a chiddush that you have to call it Harar and Tloim Basara? Dima Midi Dehava, maybe this is just like what you have by all other cases of Amoitzi Mois Hekdesh L'chun. When someone by mistake expends the Hekdesh monies for unconsecrated purposes, which that's the classic Allah of Me'ilah, also via the agent, you're right, it was by mistake. But once the agent, the owner nullified the agency, so now he's the one that's doing it. So what's the big chiddush in this halacha? It's like every case of Me'ilah which is done by mistake, and here he's doing it by mistake because he's the lone ranger over here, because the one who sent him is not involved anymore. So Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi says his own interpretation. It says, rather we needed this status for, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, that says, not al evnoi kerishal hekdesh. If someone takes a stone or a beam of hekdesh, harizul emol, by taking it, he has not yet committed Me'ilah. When he gives it to his friend, then humal, then once he gives it to him, he has now removed it from the state of Hekdesh to a state of Chulun, because he gave it to his friend. Now he committed Me'ilah, but v'chaveir le'mal. His friend has not committed Me'ilah, whatever he does with it, because it's already his, because the original guy who gave it to him is already liable and responsible to pay and compensate Hekdesh for that. Like the Pasuk says, v'ashachatim in Hekdesh sham, the one who made the sin, misappropriating it, he has to pay. Now it's considered Chulun. Now the question is, Mechli, let's see. Mishkol Shakla, this original guy, he took it from Hekdesh. So Malihu, what's the difference when you say when he uses it for himself, then you say he's going to be Patur? Malichave, what's it when he gives it to his friend? That's all you're going to say is Chayiv. So I know how Karan, this is like mountains hanging from here. It's like very difficult to hold on to these ideas. Which Sigma says, my question, why is that difficult? Maybe it's like Shmuel said. Because Amar Shmuel said, Hacho, be here. What's really the case of this Mishnah talking about? It's not so difficult. It's as we continue to talk about Yod Alvim and Alv, we're talking about Begizber, talking about the treasurer of the Hekdesh. We're talking about where he's in charge of the stones of the building of the Hekdesh items. The Cholhecha, the Mantra, wherever those stones and beams are placed, even beforehand, it was always Bishus of the De Mantra. It was always in his possession because it's in his warehouses. So therefore, even when he takes it, he didn't really change anything that like it's removing it from Hekdesh because him and Hekdesh are the same thing. So therefore, yeah, it's only when he gives it to his friend, ooh, now you've done Me'ilah. So therefore, that's not a Chiddush. So that can't either be the case of a Haram Tulim Basara. So Elam is Sefer, as says the Gemara, the Chiddush is from the Sefer of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if let's say he took these stones or beams and he built it in his house, still he has not committed Me'ilah, until he dwells beneath it and he has the benefit of a Prudah's worth by having this stone or beam in his house. Now, Mechti, let's see. When he put it into his structure of his building, he already changed it and he acquired it with shinui, with changing it, because he chiseled it and he put it into the structure of his house. So mali dar, mali loy dar. So what, why is the Mishnah saying it makes a difference if he dwelled there, then he is chayev, but if he didn't dwell, he's not chayev? So hainu karonot lo basar. That's halacha that's like mountains hanging from here. Why would it depend on him living there? Which he says, my kusha, why is that difficult to say that it's mountains? Dima, Negirsa takes a delamit, kederav. Maybe it's like what Rav said. Dama Rav said, he explained the Mishnah that's talking about where you, the person placed the beam or the stone on the skylight, like to plug up the skylight. Now, whenever you want, you could take it out because you didn't change it at all. It's, you didn't put it part of the structure. It's just there. Oh, that's what he's saying. Idar be'in, yes, if you dwelled over there, then you had benefit from it. That's what Me'ilah is. But Loidar Beilev, you didn't dwell over there, then you didn't do anything to it, and then he was doing the Gizber, so nothing really changed. So then there's no Haram. So then what's this case that the Mishnah is saying, a Me'ilah is Karam at Limbasara? So El Rather says, Gimol Oem Kedir Rav. Truth is, like Rav had originally presented the second interpretation, which was when he sent the Shliach, and he remembered before the Shliach got there, so he's exempt, but the Shliach did not remember, and that the Shliach is Michai. I, the Kashalach, you had asked and said, why is it such a chiddush? Why is Haram Tlum Esara? And Mid Dav is just like a classic halach of Shagig regarding the laws of Me'ilah, of a Meitz and Mois Hektish L'chulin. When someone goes by mistake, use the money of Hektish V'chulin, and still we say that's Me'ilah. So what would be the big chiddush in this case? No, they're fundamentally different, says the Gemara, because Hasa made the Yadah, the Ikazuzi, the Hektish. The guy who does it by mistake, he knew that there's money of Hektish, he just didn't realize that he mixed them up. So he boiled the uni, so he should have checked into it. The fact that he didn't, David the Torah says you can be Chayav Me'ilah. But here did he know? He's just an innocent boy who's doing the agency of the guy who sent him. And actually, normally he would be potter. It's just because the homeowner realized and he's exempt, so therefore that makes him now chayiv. Hainu karamat l'misra. That's the case of, it's like a mountain hanging from here, where it's barely alluded to, where we're comparing the classic case of the one who takes hektish money for chulin, where, and we're comparing to this case, that's hard to be saiva. That's like mountains hanging from here, because this case is actually very close to being considered as an einus more than a shkaga. And the fact that we're saying that he's going to be chayiv is like mountains hanging from here, because that's not really so explicit in the pasuk, and this is a little bit of a stretch to say that he's also going to be chayiv for the shkaga of Mila, and not that he's going to be considered as an einus for somebody being beyond his control, that he had no awareness at all, even in the first place.